Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman, and it's time for your midweek edition of Perfect 10. Are you ready for my puzzles and brain teasers to educate, to entertain, and of course to irritate you? I hope you are. We have 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Now, before playing today's questions, you might want to head back to Monday's show to catch up with the rest of us, as it's an excellent way to get some extra points onto your weekly scorecard. Today, of course, is the 27th of March, and it was on this day in 1980 that a series of volcanic explosions began on the state of Washington's volcano, Mount St. Helens. The explosions concluded with a full eruption 2 months later on the 18th of May, and is often considered as the most disastrous volcanic eruption in US history. Okay, it's time to move on to today's quiz. Can you get a perfect 10 score? Well, let's find out, because here come your questions. Question one is your starter for a perfect 10, and we're starting with a game. In the board game Cluedo, what's the surname of the Reverend? Reverend who is it in Cluedo? Have you played this game? Do you know the answer? Question two, and it's time for clues in the news. Listen to this fictional news report and try to figure out the famous phrase or saying that's hidden in the clip. Here we go.
Members of the public have been told they shouldn't attempt to repair any items that are in perfect working order. More on this story when we have it.
Now, could you spot the clues in that fictional news report to help you to find that famous phrase? If you can, you'll get a point. Question three, Carol lateral thinking. And today it is a maths one. In a prize draw, Rachel and Casey won a total of £1,000. If Rachel won three times more than Casey, how much did Rachel win? Have a think and see if you can come up with the correct amount. Remember, you can pause or rewind this quiz at any point you feel like you need some extra time. That is definitely not considered cheating here on Perfect 10, because I do rattle through these questions at high speed. Question four is my memory round, where I put your recall to the test. It's Where Are We Wednesday? So we're about to hear a lot of information about a very famous city, but listen carefully as a question will follow. Here comes the clip.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for this week's geography lesson. And today I'm going to tell you all about the American city of Boston. Boston is the capital of Massachusetts and is the state's most populous city, with a population of around 675,000 people. The city of Boston was founded way back in 1630 by Puritan settlers and is named after Boston in Lincolnshire. The city is, of course, famously known for the 1773 protest, the Boston Tea Party, which saw colonists throw 342 trunks of the cargo of a British tea ship into the water. Boston is also the home of a number of sports teams, including the basketball team, the Boston Celtics, and the baseball team, the Boston Red Sox.
Well, I hope you're paying attention, because now here's the question. The city of Boston was founded in which year? Can you remember the year? Okay, questions 5, 6, and 7 are all part of what we call the three Fs: the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. Question 5, and it's time for some pop music. In 2002, which singer won the first ever series of American Idol? I can tell you she is now a very famous singer, but can you name her? Moving on to question 6. In the Six Nations, the rugby match that's known as Le Crunch is contested between England and which other team? I think a lot of you will be able to figure that one out. Which is the country of the other team? Question 7, and we're watching a film. According to a famous tagline for the movie Alien, in space, nobody can hear you. What? Can you complete that very famous tagline? Is that perfect 10 score in touching distance for you today? Well, for question 8, it's time for 2 in, 2 out, and you're going to need to swap and spell. Here comes the question. Which two letters can you change in the word masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S, to make something that can be solved? It's quite a tough one, this, I think, but study those letters in the word masters and see if you can come up with the correct answer by swapping 2 letters in and 2 letters out. Question 9 is the round we call, I know this, so let's find out if you do. In the Chinese zodiac, 2024 is the year of which creature? Do you think you know? Well, we're almost there. It's question 10. It's time for your Wednesday anagram. Which precious gemstone is an anagram of his paper? His, H-I-S, paper, P-A-P-E-R. What do you think the answer could be for that precious gemstone? Well, that's today's 10 questions all done and dusted. Don't forget to follow or subscribe to us so you don't miss tomorrow's podcast when it will then download automatically. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. So did you crack a perfect 10 score today? Well, let's find out, because here come the answers.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Question 1, we started with a game. In the board game Cluedo, what is the surname of the Reverend? Well, the answer is Green. The Reverend is Reverend Green. Question 2 was today's clues in the news, and you were looking for a famous phrase or saying hidden in this fictional bulletin.
Members of the public have been told they shouldn't attempt to repair any items that are in perfect working order. More on this story when we have it.
The answer I was looking for is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Question 3 was a maths-based carolateral thinking question. In a prize draw, Rachel and Casey won a total of £1,000. If Rachel won 3 times more than Casey, how much did Rachel win? And the answer is, Rachel won £750. So, if you divide 1,000 by 4, the answer is £250, which means Casey won £250. Rachel won the remaining £750, 3 times more than Casey. And that's the answer, £750. Very well done if you managed to work that one out. Question 4 was our Where Are We Wednesday memory round. The city of Boston was founded in which year? And the answer is, Boston was founded in 1630. Could you manage to remember that year? Question 5, we moved into the 3 F's. In 2002, which singer won the first ever series of American Idol? And the answer is Kelly Clarkson, who has, of course, gone on to have a hugely successful music career. Other big stars who've achieved success after competing on the show include Jennifer Hudson, Jordan Sparks, Carrie Underwood, and Adam Lambert. Wow. Question 6, and we were playing rugby in the Six Nations. The rugby match, which is known as Le Crunch, is contested between England and which other team? Well, I think the clue was in the title, Le Crunch. The answer is France. Hopefully you managed to figure that one out. Question 7, according to a famous tagline for the movie Alien, in space, nobody can hear you. What? The answer is, nobody can hear you Scream! The film has some other less memorable taglines, including "Sometimes the scariest things come from within," and "It's Alien, the eighth passenger." Question 8, and it's the answer to today's 2 in, 2 out. I asked you, which 2 letters can you change in the word masters to make something that can be solved? Well, if you change the letter A to a Y and the second S to another Y, you get a mystery that can be solved. Mystery, M-Y-S-T-E-R-Y. I hope you manage to solve that mystery and score a point. Question 9 was this. In the Chinese zodiac, 2024 is the year of which creature? Well, it's the year of the dragon. And finally, question 10 was our anagram. Which precious gemstone is an anagram of his paper? The answer to that one is sapphire, spelt S-A-P-P-H-I-R-E. Now, sapphire is the birthstone for the month of September, and sapphires come in a range of colours, but never red, as then they are classed as rubies. So, did you score a perfect 10? If so, please do let us know. But don't worry if you didn't, as you'll have another chance tomorrow. Remember, of course, to be sure to follow or subscribe to our podcast and across our social media channels at Perfect10Carol, so you don't miss out on any of our episodes or our bonus, often visual, social content. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.